Thank you for listening to this podcast, the fourth in a series about St. Luke's Hospital. During the interview between Rich Murphy from Iatric Systems and Clark Averill from St. Luke's Hospital, Clark answers a question from the audience about his biggest challenge in getting the interfaces operational, and he explains how Iatric Systems mapped out a solution that made it all come together. St. Luke's uses Iatric Systems Physician Office Integration, which allows hospitals to electronically send and receive orders from physician office EMR systems. Let's join the conversation.
What was your biggest challenge in getting the interfaces operational?
You know, I think our biggest challenge was, truly and honestly, I think we spent the most time testing the bidirectional ADT interface. The idea, all the different scenarios of patient already exists in MediTech and they're coming into the clinic, how do you match that? How do you match if you get a new patient at the hospital, making sure that they're going to be available in the clinic? And the reason that's important is because when they're in the hospital, we're sending all of their information to ECW. So we need to make sure that that patient exists in the ambulatory product so that we have a place to have those lab results and x-ray reports and discharge summaries. And all of that needs a place to land. And so if the patient's not in the EMR in ECW, you know, those documents actually air out. And so we actually have staff that just make sure that all those patients are in the same place. So we were testing all those scenarios, and I think that that took us the most time. And I think, you know, we were kind of a challenge for ECW and Iatric and MediTech because we have a pretty complicated environment. We have two hospitals on the MediTech side. We have four ECW EMRs, one big ECW EMR for our main physician group, but we also have the critical access hospital owns their own clinic, so they had to be separate in ECW because of the tax ID and billing. We also host an independent physician's EMR as a hosted service. And so we have three EMRs, and so we're trying to make sure that all the lab results and all the x-ray reports all flow appropriately to all those different EMRs. Just a lot of testing. But, you know, the great thing was, it was such a good experience working with Iatrics. We just sat down, we talked about what the goals, we did a really good scope document. We basically sat down, got it all worked out really on paper, and then we implemented it. And Iatric was able to really do some really cool stuff for us with the IIM, both to get the progress notes and do the patient matching for the ADT interface.
Yeah, just like you mentioned, Clark, I think that progress note, it wasn't something that we originally had in mind right on day one, but it just sort of evolved and the docs had a question and we figured it out and put that in place.
That's totally true. We had not identified that as something that we really needed to do. It was almost, I wouldn't say an afterthought, it just really became obvious of how are we going to get that information back into MediTech, and we hadn't thought about it. And of course, some of those interfaces, I think over the course of time, may be replaced by the transition of care documents, the CCDA type of format flowing between systems. And we're actually going to be using Iatric for that. We have that software from Iatric. And so as we move some of those interfaces maybe away from HL7 to some of the more standardized new standards to meet the meaningful use things, especially from a patient portal perspective, we know Iatric is going to be there in our corner to help us with that transition.
Thank you, Rich and Clark, for sharing your experience. If you're like Clark and need to integrate bidirectionally with your physician office EMR systems, please contact us at info@iatric.com for more information. Call us at 978-805-4100 or go to www.iatric.com. We'll be happy to speak with you.